Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Lean, and this is, for those of you who are joining me here on YouTube, Medicine Walk, for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is, well, Healing House Radio. And hi, I hope everyone's having a great week. I hope that this past week has been gentle, and if it hasn't, I hope it gets better. So, this week, I'm going to be talking about one of the tweets, and actually, it's kind of gotten very cool to look back at the tweet that I do, since I do one every morning, and if you would like to get it, then just follow me on Twitter, and just Dr. Eileen, and it's really cool to see the different types of responses that I get, and because I also put Facebook, I get a lot of comments there. So it is really cool to see that interaction, and I love that interaction. And I decided that what I would do is take my topic from some of the tweets that got a little bit more attention, that had some questions attached to it, and that way I could expand on it. And the one I picked was a tweet that I posted about kindness, and that kindness is not about telling somebody what they want to hear. Kindness is not about giving them exactly what they want. It's not about enabling. It's about encouraging that person and giving them that support and being able to help them to believe in themselves as much as you believe in them. And sometimes that means that you need to just let them stand on their own two feet. It means that you have to let them solve the issues that they're having on their own. So I wanted to expand on that a little bit, because I believe that there's light and shadow in absolutely everything. And when you have something that it's like, well, how could there be a shadow piece to kindness? Oh, it's wonderful. It's going and it's helping. Well, it depends. How kind is that kindness? How many kinds of kindness are there? And are we helping as much as we think we are? Because when we want to do something nice for someone, and that is awesome. It shows that we are connected. And if somebody's in trouble, yeah, I mean, we've all been there. We've all been in a place where, you know, things were pretty tough. And when somebody just showed us, whether it was a random act of kindness or whether it's somebody saying, hey, I'm your friend, you can count on me, I'm here for you. No matter where it falls on the spectrum, we can all use an act of kindness every once in a while. Now, when kindness that either maybe you asked somebody for, maybe it said, you know what, it would really help me out if you could give me a ride to the airport, or my ride home from the airport fell through, is there any chance you can come and get me? Or my car broke down, or coach my kids, because I need to do something and my babysitter fell through. Usually when an act of kindness comes up, it's sort of spontaneous, or the need for it a lot of times is spontaneous. Somebody, especially someone who's not used to asking for help, says, you know what, I'm really in a bind, I could use some help with this. Well, then if you can be able to help them, and if that's something that is, you know, come through, yay, it's wonderful. And it helps the person as much as it helps the person giving. Now, when we get into that questionable zone of kindness, it is more about perceiving that somebody else needs help and that their type of help is what that person needs. And it can go into some uncomfortable places. Let's say that scenario of, you know, it's like, wow, you know, my ride fell through to get me to the airport or from the airport. Is there any way that you could be able to give me a ride? Well, kindness is, and if you can, I mean, you know, because it's not about creating a kindness that is going to create resentment, you know, where it's like, yeah, sure, hang up. Oh, God, you know, this person always does this. Or it's, you know what, you always do this. Why don't you plan things out? Why don't, you know, it goes into that. It's like, yes, I'll come pick you. But when it's has all that kind of yuck attached to it, not so much. When we want to encourage someone, some folks figure, well, tough love and, you know, well, these are all the things you're doing wrong in life. And if you just listen to me, then you'll have a better life. Yeah, that's not kindness. It's not about taking over someone's life. It's not about telling them all the things that they're doing wrong because you perceive that's what they need. It's a lot better to let the person decide what it is that they need and then decide if you can supply what it is that they're asking you for. And it may be a situation where, yeah, maybe it's someone who has come several times to you to ask for help, and you feel that it's like, you know, if you had planned things better, or if you had arranged for stuff better, or if you had taken care of your own business better, I wouldn't have to be doing this. And if this is sort of a repeated kind of pattern thing, it may be that the kindest thing you can do is say, you know what, I will help you this time. And after that, you really need to work on pre-planning. I'm not going to help you with this after this point. And I'm sorry if that's upsetting for you, but I really feel that I'm being taken advantage of, or I don't feel by helping you, I'm doing what's best for you. And yeah, the person may get mad. And they may lash out. And it may be that that's the wake-up call they need. Because there is a very good aspect to sort of tough love. You know, it's about not being codependent. It's about not enabling a person. And it's about being in your truth. So that that way, you're able to say, it's like, you know what? I really don't want to offer assistance in this way. And it bothers me that it was kind of assumed that I would. It's creating a situation where there is growth. There's growth for the person that you're dealing with because it's like, you know what? I love you. I care about you. And I think the best thing I can do right now is encourage you to solve your problem because I believe you can. I honestly believe you have it within you to solve this on your own. And I will be encouraging you, but I'm not going to solve this problem for you. So it becomes a situation where I believe in you. You can do this. You can stand up and you can do this. And knowing that that person feels really good once they do, you know, it's sort of the mama eagle kicking the babies out of the nest after a while because she has to have that belief that they can survive because otherwise they never truly become eagles. And it's especially difficult if the person hasn't asked for help and someone else comes in and it's like, well, this is what I believe you need, so I'm going to act on that. And that can make for a very difficult situation. It can make for a very difficult kind of scenario because if somebody kind of runs with their idea of what you need, and then the person on the receiving end is not appreciative, it's like, oh, well, I didn't ask you for this help. And then the person giving may feel offended. It's like, hey, you know, I came to help you out, or I came to do this. But if the person didn't ask, well, it's kind of on you. It's kind of on that person who wanted to give the help, and maybe coming from the best of intentions. And the question is, are they also coming from just a teeny tiny little bit of ego? Yeah, it's that idea of, well, I'm going to rescue this person, which is why in a lot of cases I will hold back. And it's like, okay, if I suddenly want to help someone, did they ask for my help? Did they reach out and say, hey, could you help me with this? Or did they simply vent about something or talk about something and, you know, talk, there's this problem and it's really, you know, kind of weighing on me. But if they didn't ask for help, it goes into a gray area because then the help that you offer may not be the help that they're looking for. Maybe they were just venting. Yeah, it's wonderful to help somebody when you're both on the same sheet of music, or to help in the way that they would like the help, as opposed to what you feel they need. If somebody is in an altercation with somebody else, let's say you got two friends who are kind of locking horns, and you feel you could help and mediate, if you're not asked to, the question is, why are you? Well, you know, because they're my friends and I want them to be happy and I want them to get along, and all they need is just somebody to kind of mediate, which is really good. And like I said, coming from a wonderful heart. Also, sometimes people just need to sort things down their own. Sometimes the most empowering thing you can do for people who are disagreeing is to say, you know what? You guys need to settle this. If you would like some help in settling it, if you would, because it has to be both. If you would both like me to maybe help mediate, I'd be happy to. But honestly, you two can settle this on your own. I know that you can work this out. And if it turns out that they're not meant to work it out, if it turns out that it's like, you know what, we just don't do well as friends, or they don't want to be in relationship with each other, that's okay too. Don't try to make it be what, you know, what your vision is, or no one else should your issue go the way that they think it should. And it's tricky and it's simple. The simplicity in it is just, you know what, don't invest in something that you don't have, you know, you don't have any sort of connection specifically to it. I mean, you know, nobody likes to see their friends arguing. And it's best to just stay out, care about you both. And it really breaks my heart to see you guys at odds. And this is for you to settle. So I'm not going to take sides. I'm not going to interfere with this. This is your process. This is what you're going to do. If you would like my help and you both would like my help, I'm happy to give it. But other than that, you know, good luck. God bless, and I'll see you on the other side of it. So by affirming that you believe that they have the ability to handle this, then often people will actually go ahead and handle stuff. It's amazing how the world can actually keep turning without us being involved in it. And for some people, that is a very harsh realization. You can just do a nice thing for somebody just because you feel like doing a nice thing for somebody. And it so amazes me how some people do like these amazing acts of kindness, and they don't even like, well, you know, it's no big deal. I mean, anybody would do that. And the truth is, no, not anybody does that. Not everybody is able to step out of their own lives and their own scenarios and go, you know what? Yeah, I got my burdens to bear, and I think I'm going to brighten somebody else's day just a little bit. Something very simple that means so much, and be support at a time when that person needs it. But then, you know, you just let them go. I kind of picture it like, you know, when my sons were learning how to ride bicycles, or, you know, you hold on to the back of that seat when those training wheels come off. You hold on to the back of the seat, you run with them for a while, but then you got to let go. And maybe they wobble. Maybe they fall. I mean, you know, my kids were padded up like, you know, they were heading into the Thunderdome or something. They had elbow pads and they had knee pads and they had helmets and wrist guards and shin guards and, you know, and all of that stuff. And ultimately, they figured it out, and ultimately, they loved being able to ride their bikes. Well, my one son learned to ride his bike the first day, fell, and, you know, broke his I think it was, and then he rode it again the next time after he got all healed up. He rode it again and then broke his collarbone. So, like, really, really, are you really meant to ride this? But I knew no matter what, the bones would heal. But if I instilled fear in him, if I took that freedom away from him, then it wasn't going to help him in the future. You know, it's tough, and you got to weigh it as to how much you want to help someone, why you want to help them that much, and is the going to end up sliding into enabling, or does it slide into codependence? Sometimes the kindest thing that somebody has ever done for me was to say, you know what, handle it. Handle it yourself. And yeah, that was tough, and it was horrifying, and it was just, you know, at the time I didn't even think that I was going to ever talk to that person again. But then I realized, it's like, you know what, sooner or later they got to take their hand off the back of the seat. Soon I got to ride on my own. And even though I don't know whether I can do it, the fact that they believe in me enough to just let go and let me run with it has allowed me to do some of the most amazing things in my life. And yeah, it's just so great to be able to be kind and then let somebody run with it, to say a kind act or give a gift and just say, hey, I saw this and I thought of you and I wanted you to have it. And if it's something that really meant something to them, maybe in the day they just needed somebody to give them a little something. And it could be a silly little thing, but it means so much to the person. And I think that it's neat that, you know, I had someone give me this lovely bracelet, a lady named Carolyn, who gave me this lovely bracelet, and she gave me this really neat stone. And I mean, it's very pretty, but it's a stone. And some people go, it's like, well, it's a stone. That's a big deal. But to me, it's a big deal. One, I love stones and I love earth things. And you know, just a simple bracelet, but these are so cool, and these are so nice that somebody took the time to consider that and to look at that. And I'm looking at the camera, and it seems like there's an awful lot of glare on it. See, it goes from sunny to not so. Well, we'll give it a try, and let's see. Yep, I think that's like glare. So anyway, and now I'm trying to see if I can move the camera and redo it. But well, it'll be what it is. And in fact, I've got an announcement regarding this at that I'm going to be giving in just a few minutes. The sun is coming out, and so normally I would not have the sun coming at, and it's just like at the perfect angle for the window. And I can see on the camera that it's, or on the video, that it's like more and more glaring, and I'm getting like more and more faded out. And for that, I'm sorry. You know, this is the one point when those of you who are on the radio are like, you know, it's like, okay, you have the benefit here. But it's actually, in a way, it's kind of cool. You see all these like rays of light coming in. So I'm going to see if I can do something about that, if I can block that in any way. Hold on. So let's see if that'll work. I mean, I just want to reduce that glare a little bit and see if I can block that. Okay, let's see if that helps. I'm trying to find something to kind of block it a little bit. So kindness. Come from your spirit. Have it come from that place inside you that doesn't need anything back. And if somebody does not want your kindness, if you say, hey, you know, I'm going to, you know, take you out for a nice dinner, and they don't feel like it, okay. You know, it's not kind. One, if you're expecting something back from it, and two, if you are attaching to the fact, no, you need to accept my kindness. You know, that's just, you don't have a choice. Kindness is about encouraging people to take full advantage of their choices. And it means that we it means that we are able to empower people to look for what they want. Look for what, okay, that's not, let's see. This is so weird. Anyway, so all of this technical weirdness is actually leading up to something that I want to announce, which is that next week's episode, I am going to do my best to pre-record. And so what you will see next week on Thursday will actually be something that I've recorded, and I've been working with some editing software. So I'm actually going to try to pre-record, instead of live streaming, to pre-record an episode between now and next Thursday, and to have it edited and to render it and all of that stuff, and to actually play a recorded episode. And the cool part about that is that since that will be recording, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be in the chat room, and if you have questions like during the episode, then I can answer them right back, and I can chat right back. And then we don't have to worry about things like the sun suddenly coming out of from behind the clouds and creating a glare all the way across. So look for that. I'm very excited because that will be the first time that I will have tried to do that. And so this way I can learn about, you know, editing. I want to improve, you know, the quality. This is something I want to do for a really long time. And I'm so touched that so many of you have appreciation for it, have, shown that, you know, you're very excited about the, you know, the things I do and the episodes that I'm doing and the tweets. And I really am touched by that. So I want, you know, you have been so, so kind because I want to be here for you. It's not about just me sitting in my office and looking into a camera and talking to a camera. I'm talking to you, and the connection is with you and being here for you. And it really doesn't feel, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a little while now, and it really doesn't feel like I'm sitting and not talking to anybody, you know, that I'm sitting here by myself in the room. It really feels like I'm here with you. It feels like you're here with me because we're all in the same boat. We're all going through the same things. I don't have all the answers. Honestly, I don't. And I don't know anybody who does, honestly. You know, if you're walking around in this world, then you're just, you know, you're doing your best. I'm doing my best. And honestly, your best is good enough. And I'm really proud of you that you are keeping at whatever it is you're keeping at. And that, you know, sometimes things aren't so great. And sometimes things happen. And sometimes what we produce isn't as great as it could be. But the thing is, if we use that and learn from it, we use maybe an act of kindness that didn't go so well, but realize, you know, maybe I could address that in a different way. Maybe I could be able to say, you know, oh, all right, telling someone I'm going to do or telling them, I'll ask and say, hey, is there anything I can do to help? So little changes, little shifts. You know, if somebody, and one of the other tweets I did was, when somebody comes to me with a problem, I don't assume that they want an answer because I don't think they do. I think they just want to create a process where they can find the right questions so that they find their own answers. And so I want to be able to share all these things, but I want to be able to be improving at it. I want to be able to move up at it. And I do want this to, you know, really be something that ends up being very cool and that looks nice and that I go, wow, you know, that's really neat. And so I'm, like I said, I'm going to take a shot at doing something I've never done. So please take a look at it next week. You know, tune in next Thursday at 2, because it will be a world premiere of my first attempt at creating and editing and having the correct sound and all of that stuff. So tune in and let's see if I manage to do a reasonable job, but it's a learning process. So is being kind. So is being compassionate. So is being supportive. No matter what we're doing, we're learning, and we're learning how to do it a little bit better. So it doesn't matter if the kindness is unappreciated, or, you know, if the kindness is unappreciated, then take a look at it. It's like, wow, maybe the message I transmitted was not the message received. But that's okay, because having a good intention does count for something. And you can always grow from it. We all do. We grow from everything we experience. Every single one of our lives has something in it that we can grow from. So it doesn't matter if things don't go quite right. It doesn't matter if you're misunderstood. It doesn't matter if you feel like, wow, I was trying to be kind and this person, you know, didn't appreciate it. Well, I say if that happens to me, and it does, if it happens, then I look inside, okay, first, what was my attachment to it? And two, if looking back on it, is there another way that I could have done it? Is there a way that I could have been more empowering? Maybe I wasn't as empowering as I thought I could be. So don't worry about it. There are a lot of kinds of kindness. And as long as you're coming from that good heart, as long as you're considering, no matter what, my bottom line is, I want this person to feel empowered. I want them to feel like they can do anything, because that's what I believe. I believe that they can overcome whatever it is that they've got, and I'm here to support them and cheer them on. And it's okay. None of us get it right all the time, and that's part of our learning. And I learn, and you learn, so keep on stroking, keep on trying, keep on doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is pretty cool. It, honestly, it means the world to thank you for joining me. And like I said, check out next week, because it will be the world premiere of my attempt at pre-creating an episode. And then that way I'll be in the chat room responding, and hopefully you'll be able to join me. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And if you found value in this in any way, shape, or form, or in any of my other videos, then please like the video, comment, because I do check the comments and I love to answer comments. Start following me on Twitter. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. And also, you can share this video. And you can also, if you would like to support the channel and support me, you know, moving forward and be a part of this community in a bigger way, you can sponsor me through Patreon. And the links for all that are all in the description. So until next time, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you. Bye.